Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson, and today I am talking with New Century Resources, their Managing Director, Patrick Walter. Now, New Century Resources is a global leader in economic rehabilitation and also tailings management. And we all know that we're going into all of this green economy, and these guys have got a way of dealing with tailings. It's a really good story, but there's a lot of information to share because they've been very busy lately and a couple of really good announcements. Patrick, welcome to Small Caps. Good to see you.
Thanks, Kerry. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a fabulous story, and I really want our audience to sit up and take notice because I think you guys have been flying a little bit under the radar. So before we get into the details about the recent announcements, give us an overview, like an elevator pitch, I guess, of who are New Century Resources.
Yeah, absolutely. New Century is an ESG-focused resources company, principally looking at acquiring and developing assets that have a positive environmental effect. So, for example, the Century Mine we acquired in 2017 on care and maintenance. We've restarted those operations, but we've restarted them doing tailings reprocessing. So there's a vast amount of tailings there containing a significant amount of zinc. We're now reprocessing those tailings and putting the tailings back in the pit. So we have ramped those operations back up. We're the 13th largest zinc producer in the world result of that. But we're also reducing the surface area of disturbance on the mine site by putting all those tailings back in the pit and also rehabilitating other areas of the mine site as we go along.
And you're also doing some other things which we'll cover in a moment, but New Century Resources started off with that New Century Mine and the rehabilitation of the tailings, but it's got bigger and it's got, there's a lot going on at the moment. But let's, before we go on to other things, with New Century, what's the cash flow like? You started it in 2017. What work have you been doing and what's ongoing? How's the cash flow looking?
Yeah, so we've ramped operations up quite strongly at the Century Mine itself. The September quarter, for example, was a record earnings quarter for the business. We produced nearly $32 million Australian dollars in EBITDA. That is anticipated to grow again into the December quarter as well, given the zinc price is up nicely there as well. And so the combination of continually improving our production base, things like our recoveries and our throughput, and obviously now leveraging these great times with high zinc prices and low treatment charges, it's a fantastic time to be in zinc and really to be the single biggest leverage player you can get to zinc on the ASX. That's what New Century is.
When you talk tailings, I mean, I'm not a geologist by background, but when you talk tailings, I always think that it must be quite a low grade. Talk to us about that and why you looked at this and went, there's a lot of value in the tailings.
Well, absolutely. It's fine to think that, Kerry, because someone's had first crack at it already, so there's exactly. A less grade than an original ore body. The Century Mine is quite unique in that regard. So the original ore body, Big Zinc, was 120 million tonnes at 12% zinc and lead. You know, an amazing ore body that ran for 16 years as the third largest zinc mine in the world up in Queensland there. But they actually, previous owners had adopted a throughput model through the existing plant. So the ore body is relatively slow floating. And as a result of that, they pushed it through with less focus on recoveries, more focus on throughput. Okay. And as a result of that, they left us with a beautiful ore body down at the tailings dam that still contains 3% zinc, which actually rivals a lot of in situ ore bodies that have to be dug up properly. I mean, our ore body is at surface, you know, there's no cutoff grade, there's no strip ratio, and we mine it with a hose. So it's very cheap mining as well.
What do you mean you mine it with a hose? Explain that to me.
Well, you can see behind me there, the hydraulic miner there. So you know, the original operations at Century, which were processing anywhere between 7 and 9 million tonnes per annum from the open pit, had over 50 operating dump trucks on the site. So you think about the manning, the maintenance and the labor, everything that's required for that. Well, New Century has a fraction of that. We have sort of around 20 people in our mining workforce, and we literally mine it with between 4 and 6 cannons that sit on the tailings dam itself. You can see from the picture behind me, there's one person there with the joystick, so to speak, controlling that cannon, and that cannon can move around 4 million tonnes of tailings per annum.
And so those so that's just literally putting the water through it, allowing it to slush into the processing area.
Yeah, you're literally remobilizing the tailings. So you provide enough water to remobilize it. The tailings then flow under gravity to a sump, and the sump has a pump in the bottom of it. It picks the tailings up and just pumps it straight back to the plant. So, you know, a traditional open pit mine may cost $25 to $30 to mine, crush, and grind. It literally costs New Century about a tenth of that to do the same operation.
What's the sort of mine life that you think you've got there in processing all these tailings?
The beauty of tailings is we know exactly what we've got.
Exactly.
It's a well-constrained ore body. So we have a approved ore reserve through to the start of 2027 on tailings operations there. We also have a whole suite of in situ deposits on the mining lease as well, which some of which were a part of a feasibility study that was released in September, and they now are being committed to as part of this larger transaction as well. So we will be running tailings operations, and then alongside those, we'll actually be starting to run in situ operations. So we have reserves to 2027, we have mineral resources out to 2030. But we see a whole suite of exploration upside on our tenements, whether it's more base metals from the in-situ deposits. There's obviously no more exploration upside on the tailings, so to speak, but there's certainly plenty of opportunity around traditional in-situ deposits. And there's also a substantial amount of phosphate mineralisation on the site as well that's been well documented by historical owners that gives New Century great optionality on that front as well.
Patrick, I have to ask you, you know, we are going into this green economy. You call yourselves, you're all about tailings management, but also economic rehabilitation. Are you going to be going to other companies, other mines, and saying, listen, give us your tailings, we're going to look after them for you, and go into some sort of a joint venture? Is that on the table?
Absolutely. You know, that's we see great potential in that. We've toiled quite hard at the Century Mine to get that right over the last 4 years. And what we've actually developed is Australia's largest ever hydraulic mining operation and one of Australia's largest ever rehabilitation operations. So our business has a track record in managing liabilities, what is effectively a liability for the mine site. So we see a great potential in the business or the industry that is tailings management, and for New Century to be at the forefront of that because of that track record. You know, when it comes to dealing with other companies' tailings, you know, that reliability and that track record is so much more important than a checkbook. So, for example, you know, these are not what we call checkbook battles. If you're trying to acquire assets or win contracts, it's about having that demonstrated track record in having an ESG focus and providing that net environmental benefit. And we see huge potential in it. You know, the social license to operate for the resources industry is shrinking by the day.
Absolutely.
You know, gone are the days where you can put down or you can build large open pits, put down large tailings dams and massive plants. You know, things are going to, on terms of surface area of disturbance, things are going to have to shrink. And as an industry, we're going to have to do things smarter. And that actually creates opportunity. So New Century certainly plans and is now implementing that plan to be at the forefront of that and become the global leader in tailings asset management and metal recycling.
Is that where you started, Patrick? Because it seems to me like when I first came across New Century, I looked at you guys as just you had the New Century mine and you were going to be taking the zinc out of the tailings. But is it because you've understood how to manage and to rehabilitate so much more that it's not just about that New Century mine, that this is a much more global opportunity for New Century? Do you understand where I'm coming from with that?
Yeah, I mean, we always knew that if we could get the Century Mine right, the application was huge. You know, because you have almost a barrier to entry. You become like a military contractor in the space. Once you're in, you're in for life, so to speak. And so we thought, well, we need to focus and stick to our knitting and get the Century Mine right.
Yep.
And once we do that, we can then spread our wings and look to whether it's acquire other assets or sort of do more Century-style transactions, or alternatively, whether it's to set up a more innovative business model that's client-focused and not necessarily acquiring the asset, but still providing a tailings management solution that's coupled with mineral reprocessing or mineral extraction while doing that as well. So, for example, some old tailings that may be upstream, you know, of existing workings, we can dredge them or hydraulically mine them, pick them up, dry stack them or paste fill underground, so provide that best-in-class environmental solution for those tailings. But along the way, if you're going to remobilise those tailings, you can absolutely look at seeing the potential for extraction of minerals in them. And there is such a broad scope for opportunity in this space because, you know, the 80-20 principle is alive and well in the mining industry. There's always a lot of great value left behind in tailings because principally, no one gets 99.99% of the target metal out. It's as simple as that.
Yep. Look, we've got a lot to cover today, and I think obviously New Century, that mine, and the opportunity in the in situ ore is going to keep you busy for a while. But I want to talk about a very successful placement that you've done recently, and what caught my eye was Sibanye-Stillwater coming on board as a strategic investor. Now, this is a big company. And I'd like to just talk about how that came about and what they see in what New Century Resources. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is correct me if I'm wrong, it's $1 billion. It's massive, Sibanye-Stillwater. And for them to say, listen, we want to be a strategic investor with New Century speaks volumes about what you're doing and what they see that the upside could be. So talk us through not just Sibanye-Stillwater, but the reason for the raising, and I think it's in three parts. So let's try and bring it into a sort of a simplistic way for our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Sibanye is a highly successful diversified miner. Actually, they're capped at around $10 billion, Kerry. They're an amazing company that has a suite of assets in South Africa and also a very large PGM asset in Montana, the Stillwater mine itself in Montana. And recently been very active in the M&A space and building out a battery metal story and a green energy metal story as well. So fantastic to partner with Sibanye. We've been actually building a relationship with them for nearly 18 months now. The businesses are very complementary. Sibanye is obviously focused on the circular economy, looking at things like metal recycling, innovative operations in traditional in situ operations. They actually have another investment in a tailings reprocessing company in South Africa as well. So they're very much au fait with the New Century business model. And New Century itself obviously has these ambitions around developing becoming a global leader in tailings asset management. So we see this is a great partnership. It's obviously an investment. They're acquiring 19.99% of our business through the placement, which we'll talk about in a sec. But it is very much a partnership. You know, the companies of this size don't normally invest in growth companies of the size of New Century. You know, $10 billion versus $200 million companies. So often it's harder work to invest something like that in a small company like us. So there's a real focus on growing something special here as opposed to invest some money, share price going up and then divest. So, with Neil Frohnman and Laurent and the whole team at Sibanye-Stillwater have been fantastic, and we really look forward to growing that relationship and growing a successful business together with the Sibanye-Stillwater team. So
let's go through the numbers.
The transaction itself, it's a minimum 105 million Aussie dollar equity raise as it stands there. It could be up to 119 million, but as it stands, the minimum commitment is 105. Three tranches. One is an institutional placement. That's actually now complete. That raised a tick under $33 million already. So that's been finalised. What we have underway right now is our rights issue. So the opportunity we decided to give was for our current shareholders to invest alongside Sabania and alongside them in all of these new growth features that we have in our business and these opportunities. So yes, we did a placement and we do recognise that that is dilutive, and the last thing we want to try and do is dilute shareholders. But the opportunity was given to shareholders to also invest alongside and be a part of the new story and the new vision for New Century. So that's underway at the moment. Now, Sibanye Stillwater has actually underwritten or sub-underwritten that rights issue, that entitlement offer there. So depending on the take-up from shareholders, and obviously we'd love to have all of our shareholders take up their rights, there'll be a conditional placement at the back end to Sibanye to get them to 19.99%. So I guess the comfort for our existing shareholder base and any new shareholders is that, you know, we, through the end of this, we will have a 19.99% big brother in Sibanye Stillwater, so to speak. So yeah, it'll be great to grow off the back of that.
Are they going to have a seat at the board given their investment?
No, I actually didn't want that. So one of the sort of ethos of Sibanye is to back the management team and allow companies to grow themselves. So they're not controlling. Well, they do have a position, an equity position. They really want to back the management team to grow in the direction that they want to, which is similar to some of their other investments. And case in point on that, they've fully escrowed their stock for 12 months. So no one else in this equity raise is required to escrow their stock. And Sibanye has voluntarily escrowed their stock for 12 months.
That's a big tick of approval. So post-transaction, there'll be just a tick over 200 million shares, new shares?
Correct, from Sibanye. That's correct.
Yeah, from Sibanye. All right. So anything else you want to mention about that raising? Because that's a good chunk of money. I guess what I'd like to ask is, what are you going to do with it?
we've outlined it in the investor presentations and that sort of thing. But no, you're right. We'll have that completed by the end of November. So the rights issue closes on the 19th of November, and we have an AGM at the end of the month, yep. Which finalises the conditional placement. So everything will be tied up with a neat little bow by the end of the month, and that will be great. Now, what do we do with the cash? Well, it's really a part of a multi-pronged transformational transaction, and one that's very much ESG focused. So as part of our growth at the Century Mine itself, what we've done is we've replaced our existing environmental bond. So we had an existing...
Yes, that's right. This is... right, sorry. Go ahead.
We've replaced MMG from that environmental bond with a group called Argo, which is a traditional surety provider, in fact, a specialist in mine bonding and environmental rehabilitation surety provision. So it's been great working with the Argo team, and we're looking forward to a long-term relationship there. As part of that transition, though, we needed to give them security over our existing asset, and so we're retiring our current debt facility with Varde Partners. So Varde, we have about 40 million Aussie dollars worth of remaining senior debt with them. And while we're generating really strong cash flow and we have the perfect ability to repay that over time in line with the schedule, the opportunity was now around replacing the MMG bonding with Argo and also undertaking hedging as well with Macquarie Bank. So both Macquarie and Argo will be the senior secured lenders. And as a result of that, we're retiring that Varde debt. So a good portion of the funding is used for that. And a number of the rest of the funding is actually used for growth initiatives around development of Silver King and in situ assets at Century and Mount Lyell, which we'll talk about shortly.
I'll come to that one in a minute. But before I do, you mentioned the word hedging. In a rising zinc market, I'm curious as to what the hedging strategy is.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, zinc is a really fascinating commodity. It doesn't get the love that or the attention that gold and copper and iron ore and that sort of thing do. And you can track the history of it, and we've shown sort of 20 years of history in some of our presentations, and it kind of gets forgotten about until everyone realises there's none around and it spikes and it runs really hard, and then it can whittle out or other things can happen. But we've gone through one of these little mini spikes at the moment, which is great. Now, a very unique situation has presented itself in zinc over the last 3 to 6 months where the zinc price is good. Particularly Aussie dollar zinc has been very good. You know, we've gone from a COVID-induced low of about 70 cents a pound all the way now to, it actually got to $1.70, but, it's around $1.50 at the moment a pound, which is about $3,300 US a ton. So that's a good price to hedge at. You know, if it went higher than that, well, it would kind of be defying history. It doesn't stay up there forever. The really unique opportunity in hedging right now is actually the forward curve. So because no one really knows what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone in 2 or 3 years' time, at the moment there's so many things going on in the world, the forward curve on zinc, which is the predicted future price, is actually quite flat. And normally when you get big zinc price spikes, the forward curve is in what's called backwardation, which means that everyone's predicting it will be lower in, you know, 2, 3, 4 years' time. So you can't, if you want to hedge for a long period of time, you can't get a good price. You can only hedge for a very short space of time. So strategically, New Century took advantage of that, and we've completed 2 tranches of hedging now over the last 6 months. First one was for, it's now 80,000 tonnes of zinc over through to June 2024, which is about 25% of production, give or take, of tailings only. And we've actually effectively doubled that now with another 90,000 tonnes of hedging. So for us, we see it as, you know, no one can predict what the zinc price is going to be, but our average hedge price now for the next 2.5 years, zinc will have to defy history to average above that. Right. And we'll be so happy if it does, because we're still 50% unhedged, if you know what I mean. So we'll be making good money out of that. But we have nothing short of a massive amount of hedging in place because we're such a big producer. Our current forward hedging is about $650 million. So conversely, it's actually quite a big insurance policy. If zinc was to if zinc falls to a dollar tomorrow, for whatever reason, dollar a pound for whatever reason, well, we have the ability to unwind the hedges if we wanted to, or we enjoy that price, you know, for an extended period, but we could unwind the hedges and pocket a large sum of money, obviously for the benefit of shareholders as well. So we feel quite comfortable in that hedging that we've achieved. Obviously, it's at a good price. We're very happy if the price goes higher, given we're also unhedged.
Yep.
But by a similar token, we have hedging for the next 3 years. Now, if you go back 3 years, zinc has averaged between $1.60 and 70 cents in that time. So anything can happen in the zinc market.
Yeah, I guess, and you're right. It's just making, it's a bit of an insurance policy to make sure that you've got that steady revenue, if not more.
And 100%. And it's really about creating that strategic engine room for our business. You know, the Century tailings operations now are the engine room for growth. You know, $32 million EBITDA in a single quarter. Now that's repeatable and actually can be grown now. You know, we've got good zinc prices, good production, so we can start booking that in, you know, quarter in, quarter out. And, you know, that's a fantastic engine room for our business to grow off, developing the in-situ deposits, getting Mount Lyell up and running, which I know we'll talk about in a sec, and also developing our tailings asset management business as well.
There's so much to unpack here, and we don't have a huge amount of time left, but Mount Lyell, copper mine in Tassie, you've got is it an option over Mount Lyell? And does that fit in with your strategy of sort of the ESG, that green mining?
Absolutely, yeah. The transaction that we worked on with Vedanta over the last 12 months is certainly a New Century special, so to speak, and it's a capital light. We're not forking out large sums of money up front. We bring the hard work and we restart the mine. We use our brownfield asset credentials that we've developed at the Century Mine, and we look to get the asset back up and running. And Vedanta will benefit that way. But you know, for shareholders though, it's a very low risk opportunity in the sense that we have a 2-year option to assess this asset, which has a fantastic production history and track record itself. We can spend the next 2 years. We've got to invest $10 million
right
over the next 2 years, but we get things right and we plan so that when we are ready, we can launch, and we can launch for and have a successful operation for decades to come, because the mineral endowment and the opportunity that is at Mount Lyell is massive. It's
well,
really...
tell us about that, Patrick. Tell us about what you see at Mount Lyell.
So Vedanta has owned Mount Lyell since 1999, and it's really been, even though it's, you know, in a tier one location in Tassie, it's actually flown under the radar that whole time, because not only was it owned by Vedanta, a large Indian conglomerate, but even the concentrate that was produced was being sent straight to one of Vedanta's smelters in India as well. So no one's really known what's happened there for the last 20-odd years. In reality, if I think about the last, it hasn't operated since 2014. It was forced to shut down for some safety issues, essentially poor safety management and practices resulted in completely avoidable fatalities, which was absolutely terrible. But there were fatalities there at the end of 2013, and as a result, it was shut down. But if I go back the last decade of operations there, so from 2004 to 2014, this asset produced between 23,000 and 30,000 tons per annum of copper and 15,000 to 20,000 ounces of gold per annum as well. Average pre-tax cash flow from the asset over those 10-year period was 70 million Aussie dollars a year. Now, since then, the copper price is up 80% and the gold price is up 115%. And the only reason it shut down was because of safety issues that any miner with a proper safety management plan and practices in place should be able to faithfully execute as well. And you know, New Century does that every day of the week up at the Century Mine.
So let me just get this straight. Over the next 2 years, New Century needs to spend $10 million.
Correct.
That's the agreement at the moment. What is in doing that in 2 years' time, what does that leave you with?
So we study and we plan, and you know, if we want to progress in 2 years' time, we take up the option. We then pay Vedanta another $10 million.
Right.
And the asset transfers 100% to New Century. After that, we have a structured royalty agreement with Vedanta. So over the next decade, we give them certain royalty payments that are ultimately capped at a total of $250 million. There's some examples in our presentations of this sort of royalty or profit sharing mechanism, but effectively for Vedanta to be paid $250 million, New Century and its shareholders will effectively benefit to the tune of $1.5 to $2 billion during that time. So everybody wins. And importantly for New Century shareholders, we're not paying up front. We actually, when it boils down to it, what we've acquired is a two-year call option on the copper price. Now, we know this asset is a $2 or sub-$2 a pound all-in sustaining cost producer. It's got a track record of doing that. Well, the current copper price is nearly $4.50 a pound.
Yeah.
So in 2 years' time, if the copper price is where it is, or let's say it's at $5, well, yep, this asset is a no-brainer. You know, conversely, if the copper price goes to $2, well, we're all rethinking, you know, what we think about, you know, the battery metal revolution and all that sort of stuff. But so we obviously are bullish on copper. There's a vast array of fundamentals available about why copper, people think copper is going higher. We're happy if it stays where it is, to be honest. We think there's plenty of value at Mount Lyell. And again, what's important is there is an environmental legacy down at Mount Lyell as well, and our activities can provide that net environmental benefit. So reinvigoration of the Mount Lyell mine will also facilitate rehabilitation of those areas. Similar, exactly the same way as we've done it at Century, we will do it at Mount Lyell as well. So benefits for all stakeholders. And equally as much the people of the west coast of Tassie as well. There's a lot of benefits for the local stakeholders as well.
Patrick, I could talk to you for another hour, but we're running out of time. But before I actually get into my little sign-off, which is I want to know three reasons people should be investing, how much of the focus is on the New Century mine, and how much of the focus will be on Mount Lyell? And how much will be the focus on other ways or other mines that might need rehabilitation? Because it sounds to me like you've got a unique position in the resources sector in that sort of rehabilitation and tailings management area.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of opportunities. But we've also been cognizant of structuring that growth profile in a measured and managed way. So we obviously have the tailings up and running nicely now, as I said, our engine room for growth.
Yep.
And at Century, the next 12 months at Century or 2022 is all about Silver King, so or the in-situ resource development. So we think about the arms and legs and the physical activities, it's going to be all around developing that. We tick off the final stages of approvals and we kick that into gear next year. So a lot of people and resources focused on that. And then as of into 2023, that asset is up and running as well. So while that's happening, we actually have a separate team that's doing the due diligence, doing the studies in the option period down at Mount Lyell as well. Right. So we can plan and properly assess that. And effectively, as Silver King comes online, bang, we're down at Mount Lyell, or, you know, subject to the studies, we're down at Mount Lyell and the arms and legs are down there and we're developing that asset as well. All the while, we have a separate team, which is effectively business development, business development team, growing this tailings asset management business. So very much lots of growth activities, but they are structured in a way that allows us not to lose focus on any area. There's teams on each of those areas, all adding value in their own unique skill set.
Patrick, do you think you've been flying under the radar a little bit recently? Seems to, I tell you what, I have learned so much just talking to you today, and I've read the press releases and stuff, but goodness me, it's a really exciting time. So I just want your views on, do you think that the market has fully understand that you've got the tiger by the tail at the moment?
No, of course not. I think everyone will say that. Every MD will always say they're undervalued and that sort of thing. But we certainly truly believe that. Quite simply, there isn't a lot of companies generating the EBITDA that we do alone that's trading at $200 million or sub $200 million. But when you add to that all of the existing opportunities we have, you know, whether it's the Silver King development, whether it's the Mount Lyell option, whether it's the tailings asset management business, or just the validation that comes with Sibanye-Stillwater's investment. Yeah. You know, there's a huge amount of value add ticks there. But it is a complex series of transactions that we've done. And so,
that's why I've given you a little bit extra time today, Patrick, but we have just run out of time. So I'm going to ask you to very quickly let our listeners know three reasons why you think that they should be sitting up, taking notice of new Century Resources. And by the way, I forgot to say at the beginning, the ASX code, ladies and gentlemen, is NCZ, New Century Resources, NCZ. Patrick, give me three reasons.
Thanks, Kerry. Yeah, no, look, it's an absolute watershed moment for our business now. We have the tailings and the Century mine humming, good performance generating strong cash flows, and that next stage of bringing Silver King on is well in train. So really exciting time on for our engine room. That's number one. Second one is obviously Mount Lyell. Huge option value down at Mount Lyell. And we're really rinsing and repeating. We're going to do it all again, exactly what we did at Century, and with all the learnings that we've achieved from there. And we believe we've got a great opportunity down there that we've acquired that has, you know, a multi-decade life and provides that net environmental solution as well. So that's a story that'll unfold over the next year or two as well. And then obviously the equity raise itself and the underlying investment and partnership with Sibanye-Stillwater gives us huge flexibility. You know, we become debt-free as a result of the transaction. They have all of that cash generating at Century that we can use for growth and distributions. Ultimately, we see ourselves as being a distribution business while also facilitating this growth. So there's a lot of things to be excited about, Kerry, to be honest. So I'm certainly very excited.
And you can, ladies and gentlemen, you can go and have a look at the latest presentation at newcenturyresources.com. If you want to find out any more information, I'm sure Patrick would be more than happy to answer any questions. But Patrick, Walter, congratulations on such a fantastic opportunity for your shareholders and also in bringing on Sibanye-Stillwater, big company into a little company, but from small things, big things grow.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Gary. Appreciate
Cheers.
It.